Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some 40 million Americans are under heat alerts due to dangerous and intense, potentially record-breaking heat across the plains and Mississippi Valley. That's expected to continue into the southeast this week. Firefighters are already battling 89 large fires across 12 states. In Europe, the heat wave has killed more than 1,100 people in Spain and Portugal. For the first time ever, the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels Flight Squadron are adding a female jet pilot to their ranks. Lieutenant Amanda Lee will join the elite flight squadron this fall. Boosting ties with South Korea, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, after touring Seoul Science Park on Tuesday, calls out China.
We cannot allow countries like China to use their market position in key raw materials, technologies, or products to disrupt our economy or exercise unwanted geopolitical leverage.
USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Russian President Vladimir Putin admitted Monday that Western sanctions on his country are causing colossal high-tech issues in Russia, especially its high-tech industry. Putin said that sanctions imposed by Western countries would not turn the clock back on Russia's development. President Trump calls out the Pulitzer Prize folks after they awarded journalists a Pulitzer Prize based on the massive cover-up of Russian collusion.
Former President Trump says the Pulitzer Prize Board is, quote, running cover for the biggest reporting failure in modern history. The board rejected multiple requests by Trump to rescind awards given to the New York Times and Washington Post. The two papers were honored for reporting on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The board said on Monday it conducted a review and saw no reason to take the awards back. Trump blasted the decision, saying in part that the Pulitzer Board has taken away any shred of credibility it had left with its response. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The armed Good Samaritan that stopped an Indiana mall shooting just as soon as it started on Sunday broke mall rules by carrying a concealed weapon onto the property. The 22-year-old from Seymour, a city about 45 miles south of Greenwood, is being called a hero by Greenwood police.
The most comprehensive study ever undertaken of the changes in agricultural land use here in the U.S.
America's farmlands are disappearing at an alarming rate. John Piotti, president of the American Farmland Trust.
That equates to 2,000 acres every day. Another 18.4 million acres will be lost by 2040.
Software developer Bill Gates ranks 49th on the list of individuals, families, and corporations who own the most farmland. Along with Melinda Gates, Bill owns over 268,000 acres. In January of 2021, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation launched Gates Ag One, a nonprofit charitable firm. It will help farmers in developing countries access agri-tech to improve farming techniques. Jeff Bezos is 25th on the list of owners. He owns about 420,000 acres of farmland.
Nearly half of the conversion will occur on the nation's most productive, versatile, and resilient farmland.
Solar farms, real estate, and inefficient farming practices are some of the reasons the USDA says America's farmlands are disappearing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Reverend Jim Hardin is going to be joining us in just a moment, the president and CEO of Compass Care, an expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care. We're still talking about, that tragic story of the 10-year-old girl that had to cross state lines going to Indiana, and there were still so many questions left behind, and even the way this was presented, the media wanted to cover this illegal immigrant. Remember, originally they said, well, he was a minor. Then we find out later, no, not at all. He's actually a 27-year-old rapist of this 10-year-old girl. The girl was impregnated, transported across straight lines from Ohio to Indiana. Jim Hardin is with us now. Hey, Jim, what else do we know in terms of an update? Because I got to tell you, when this first came out, my gut told me there was something more to the story than we were being told.
Bill, thanks for having me. Yes, there is definitely something more. I mean, we sent out when the mainstream media came out and started talking about this, and Joe Biden started to exploit this poor little girl's situation for the purposes of political gain around abortion. I thought that's not right.
Right.
There's a lot of questions here that need to be asked, and you know, I'm in the kind of medical community. Specifically in women's reproductive health. And there's a lot of questions that have to be asked anytime you're dealing with a child specifically. Mm-hmm. And those questions were not being asked. For example, here's this poor girl. She's transported across state lines, and this is what they're exploiting. She, you know, because Ohio essentially made abortion illegal after the Dobbs case came out on June 24th, which meant that she couldn't get an abortion there. So she was that somebody had.
But actually, Jim, she could. I mean, the state attorney general came back and said, no, there are exceptions, and she would have been covered by the exception, by the way.
That's even more interesting, right?
Yes.
So then why did somebody transport her? Because it's illegal, according to the Mann Act, to transport somebody across state lines for the purpose of covering up a sex crime. And who transported her? Obviously, it wasn't herself because she's 10, she didn't have a driver's license.
Exactly.
A rapist? Did the rapist tell the abortionist that he was 17, a minor, so that he wouldn't be reported? Why didn't the abortionist report this sex crime? That's another
question. And they're supposed to, right? I mean, by law, they're supposed to. The doctor that was involved, there was such a failure on so many levels against this 10-year-old girl. For the sake, like you said, all because of politics. This girl's life and everything is put into jeopardy because of the abortion issue.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And even the fact that he said he was a minor, let's just assume that he was a minor, right? Even though he's not, he's a 27-year-old taking advantage of this poor little girl. Even if he was 17 and she was 10, that would still be a massive, massive crime.
Exactly,
it's two consenting minors. This is a poor little girl who's being taken advantage of by a man. I mean, he's 17. That needs to be reported. The abortionist didn't do it. And here's my concern. My concern is that this is happening systemically all across the abortion industry. They are complicit in covering up sex crimes. We've seen exactly this. This isn't the first time this has happened. And what law enforcement needs to do is enforce the law. They need to investigate systematically how these abortionists are dealing with minors.
Jim, are you really surprised? I mean, the whole abortion industry has been an industry that's been shrouded, has been swimming in deceit, in all kinds of shenanigans. I mean, you know, we hear the anecdotal stories from women saying, look, at the last minute I changed my mind and they held me down. They wouldn't let me out and they wouldn't honor my wishes. Amazing, these stories. I mean, they have their coat hanger stories. They have their other stories that they want to send out, like the president on this 10-year-old girl. And you knew from the get-go there was so much more to this, and I believe there still is. Part of me says that this 27-year-old, for example, maybe not the real perpetrator. Just my gut says this.
I think you've got something there. The investigation needs to keep going, and we need to follow this rabbit hole and see where it leads. Because I think the abortion industry is perpetrating a fraud against against women in crisis pregnancies. For example, chemical abortion. Let's talk about coat hangers. This is chemical abortion represents now over 50% of all abortions in America. It's been proven to be 400% more dangerous than surgical, and yet it's being touted as safer than Tylenol.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. This is consumer fraud writ large. Not to mention the fact that you've got felonious activity going on covering up these sex crimes.
Jim, let's talk about the abortion pill and what it actually does. I mean, we know from the science and what we've been able to see through ultrasound what takes place in abortion when, hard metal goes in and starts ripping the body of this baby apart. What happens with this chemical? What does that do inside the woman's womb?
Well, there's two chemicals they're used with a chemical abortion. The first chemical regimen it blocks the progestational hormone, the hormone that keeps the baby alive and provides the connection to the mother and the nutrients being passed from the mother to the baby. That blocks that hormone, so the baby essentially is starved and dies. Mm-hmm. And within the first, we can actually reverse the effects of that within 72 hours if we catch it early enough with progesterone therapy. The second dose. Simply creates uterine contractions and expels the baby. But the problem that we're facing here is that chemical abortion causes sepsis, it causes hemorrhaging, it causes, although there's a failure to diagnose ectopic pregnancies, which can cause death. These things, and these doctors are just sending these dangerous drugs to these women in the mail to do this by themselves in their bathroom.
Unbelievable. I know. This is unreal. This is so, Jay, you talk about women's reproductive health. How unhealthy is that, that you would send a drug like this? Plus, my understanding, Jim, and you know better than I do, relevant to that second dose, what that does, because it is a chemical, I've been told that it fries the fetus, fries the baby. It chemically, in a sense, it doesn't necessarily evaporate, but it cooks the baby. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, when you put a stranglehold on progesterone, the progestational hormone, then yeah, the baby does not get the nutrients he or she needs to survive, and the baby dies.
I understand it dies. What I'm trying to understand here, because I heard another report here that's not being reported on, and that is, again, it's a chemical. And the chemical reaction inside, I mean, just like we know now, the science demonstrates quite clearly what happens in the abortion process. I believe that these mail-order pills that are sent to women to, as you say, administer to themselves in the privacy of their home or their apartment, they really do not understand what is happening to the baby inside their womb.
No, they don't. They're not told that. There's no informed consent that's going on here with doctors and these patients. They are being taken advantage of for cash, and it needs to stop.
For cash, and even further diabolically, it's the control of the human race. and the population. I mean, we're back to eugenics. We're back to, of course, we know who's being targeted, and it's mostly the less thans and minorities that are being targeted in this industry. We've got more from Pastor Jim Harden. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are being heavily persecuted by the Taliban. In fact, Afghanistan was recently listed as the number one country for Christian persecution. So many people in that region are hungry for hope. Fortunately, the light of Christ shines the brightest in the darkest places of the world, and the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to continue spreading the gospel in that region and sharing the hope of Christ with those who need it the most. Now that we're broadcasting in the two most prevalent languages in the area, Dari and Pashto, we're able to give even more people access to the good news, opening the door for them to place their hope in Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
To hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Reverend Jim Harden continues with us. He's the president and CEO of Compass Care, expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care issues. Jim, as you mentioned earlier, Compass Care, other clinics that are concerned, truly concerned about the health of women and doing good, not doing harm. have been the target of Jane's Revenge and other, you know, abortionists who are out there just losing their skulls. I mean, I was watching a video last night where this gal is yelling from the top of her lungs, "Yes, we kill babies. We love to kill babies." I'm going, you got to be. I mean, this is how nuts this has become.
Yes, Jane's Revenge. I mean, this is Jane's Revenge motto is if abortion isn't safe, then neither are you. This is, as you said earlier, this is not about women's reproductive health. This is not about raising the standard of care or access to medical care. This is all about abortion. And it's plain and simple. The masks are off and so are the gloves, and they are going violent. And it's no surprise, quite frankly, abortion is one of the greatest, most violent acts that could ever be done on Earth. When you,
exactly.
when you attack and target the weak and most vulnerable and most innocent among us for the specific purpose of destroying that life, that is barbaric and it is incredibly violent. So should we be surprised that we're being targeted for violence when we're standing in solidarity with women who think that abortion is their only choice?
Well, the fact of the matter is, just like America is in the way of the globalist movement, people of faith are in the way of this ungodly and evil movement that's taking place. And, you know, as Jesus warned us, said, hey, look, they persecuted me, get ready. You know, the same thing's going to happen to you. You know, I had said a while ago when somebody made the comment that truth no longer is a defense. And I said, well, no, truth has become an offense. It's offensive to people. And but what are you going to, you know, where are you going to plant your flag? Who are you going to serve? And what are you willing, you know, ultimately to die for? Are you going to die for evil and the support of the spirit of this age that is running amok? Or are you going to stand for those things that are righteous and holy, that a God who created heaven and earth has proclaimed and still is in the fight from a standpoint of saying, hey, I'm not going to let it go to hell in a handbasket. Yes, you've turned your back on me, and I've kind of lifted my hand of protection. I mean, that seems to be clear right now, so that we will, by the experience that we undergo, that it will define preference and hopefully bring us back to God. If not, Jim, heaven help us.
Yes. Well, the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the entire earth, that he might strongly support those whose hearts are completely his. And our prayer is that our hearts are completely his, because he is looking for people. God is looking for people who stand on faith so that he might show himself strong on their behalf and demonstrate his glory to the world. He's going to put us in a difficult spot. He's going to put people of faith in a difficult spot, and that's why we have faith. He's given us faith so that he can demonstrate his power and his love through salvation to the people and the people that stand on behalf of the weak and the vulnerable. Jesus Christ is our example. He's also our power. Jesus Christ he was the one who stood in our stead. He was the one that took up our cause. He was the one that said, here's the person beaten and left for dead by their own sin on the dangerous Jericho road of life. He said, I'm going to give them their life back, not so that they can live it for themselves, but so they can go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. And that's what Christians are supposed to be doing right now.
Well, and no doubt, Jim, as you stated, this is not, it's not easy in some regard, because we have been influenced by the world. We're supposed to be in the world, not of the world. But no doubt, we've got some of the world on us. And that's what needs to be brushed off. And God is saying, look, come to me. I mean, the prescription still is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and they will, you know, seek my face, ask for forgiveness, you know, admit humbly that they've sinned, turn from their wicked ways, you know, the solution is God will come back. God will forgive your sins. I mean, you know, I think that sometimes we underestimate what that means, the forgiveness of sins. When Jesus came and told the people, your sins are forgiven, oh my goodness, the religious people of the time absolutely freaked out, because they knew that nobody but God could forgive sins. And God is saying, look it, I will forgive your sin. Jim, I mean, What do you, I mean, to me, that buckles my knees and touches my heart in such a way to realize that we have a loving God that is eager to forgive our sins.
I am with you. I the Lord gives us a new heart. He gives us a new spirit, and he makes us grateful. He opens our eyes to see what we were and what the world actually is, and he gives us a heart for the world, the fallen world, sinful world. I mean, there's people out here listening to us right now who have paid for an abortion or who have had an abortion, and it is a grievous sin because we're the crown of creation, but it's also wonderful where the cross of Christ is perfect justice, meaning perfect mercy. It's the violence to end all violence. If anybody has had an abortion or paid for an abortion, raise your hand to God and say, Lord, forgive me, because he will. And he'll he will bring you into the light as you transfer into the shadow of the cross. Every sin has to be paid for. Either we submit to Christ and he pays for our sins, and we can walk in newness of life and power and faith in the face of evil, or we have to pay for our sins ourselves forever. And nobody wants that. God doesn't want that. And nobody who's following God wants that.
Sometimes people hear the message and they think that sounds too simple, Jim. You know, the way you, it's just too simple. Yeah, it can be. But what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? I mean, you know, George Barna says approximately a third of the people that go to church every weekend have experienced abortion and participated in abortion. I mean, think about that. One out of three people in the pew that you're sitting in have been associated with an abortion. And you talk about the silent scream of the child that was aborted. There's a silent scream and ache within their heart and wanting forgiveness and not knowing how to get it. And because the spirit of this world says, you know what? You're not good enough. God will never forgive you. That is so heinous. What you did, you participated in something that's involved over 63 million people in America alone. We're probably talking, you know, I don't know how many more millions of people, if not even, you know, approximating billions of people that have been annihilated around the world because of abortion. And this has been going on even before Roe v. Wade. OK, so count them up. But the evil one is going to say, you're not worthy. You know, God doesn't care about you. That is a big lie. That is another one of those lies. And at some point, you've got to attune your ears to the truth of God who says, look, come to me. Trust me. Give me a shot and let me show you what forgiveness feels like and how your world will be turned around, right?
Exactly. The greatest injustice the world has ever seen was the crucifixion of God on the cross, Jesus Christ. But God, in his power, turned it upside down and can make it the fountain of all blessing. And that is a picture of what he wants to do with your life and my life. He wants to turn it around and make it the fountain of blessing to everybody around you so that your presence changes the very formula of the culture around you.
We must understand, Jim, that as the book of Ephesians tells us, we do not fight against flesh and blood. It's the spirit of this world. And God has given weapons of our warfare. And he has accompanied us. He has given us the weapons. He has given us all that we need to realize the end game. This is the God that knows the end from the beginning, who is cheering us on to the victory circle, is he not?
He is. We are surrounded, the Bible says, by a great cloud of witnesses, and the witnesses are not watching us. They're watching Jesus. They're giving witness to Jesus. And our faith, see, there's nothing the world can do. The world and all of its power, all of its military might, cannot move a single man of faith. One person of faith is unmovable. But that's the power of God. And that's what happens.
Well, for a time such as this, I keep talking, Jim, about the appointed time. I mean, there is a reason that we are here at this point in history, you know, to be the light bearers, to be the image bearers of Jesus Christ, so a nation, so a world can come back to God and be healed, right?
Amen. It is an honor to be living in this time that he would see fit to put us here to show forth his glory.
Well, Godspeed, my friend. Be safe out there. Thank you so much. Blessings to everybody involved with Compass Care and all those that are fighting the good fight on behalf of Jesus Christ and for righteousness. Reverend Jim Harden has been with us. Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some 40 million Americans are under heat alerts due to dangerous and intense, potentially record-breaking heat across the plains and Mississippi Valley. That's expected to continue into the southeast this week. Firefighters are already battling 89 large fires across 12 states. In Europe, the heat wave has killed more than 1,100 people in Spain and Portugal. For the first time ever, the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels Flight Squadron are adding a female jet pilot to their ranks. Lieutenant Amanda Lee will join the elite flight squadron this fall. Boosting ties with South Korea, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, after touring Seoul Science Park on Tuesday, calls out China.
We cannot allow countries like China to use their market position in key raw materials, technologies, or products to disrupt our economy or exercise unwanted geopolitical leverage.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Jeff Kemp is with us, the author of Facing the Bliss, the former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how we doing, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing really good, Jeff. In the midst of all this, I mean, God is showing me new things, which I knew not. And when that happens, it is, wow. You know, it is. How do you put it in words? I mean, it's yeah. In everything. I mean, it's like you're in awe. You know, as Oswald Chambers said, you know, you realize God is ineffable. He's beyond awesome, and that's where I'm at right now, where God has me. You know, and seeing these things that here we are at a time. When we're entering into the Jubilee year, a time of renewal and the forgiveness of debts and all that, and as you and I talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, is that with the good comes evil. And evil is running rampant as well. And it is attacking these institutions that have been building blocks to our family, building blocks that have been instituted not by man, but by God. They've been ordained by God himself. And, you know, we often talk about fatherhood and marriage and families here. And, you know, and I want you to talk about, because you're talking with men all the time, and there's a lot of great stories of hope and help. You know, from fatherhood leaders that, you know, we need to, you know, like, I keep going back to what happened with Paul when he got the bad porridge, right? You know, one of the people helping out said, hey, we're going to make some soup here. And they went out and they got some bad elements in there that they were making the soup with. And they realized there was poison. He says, hey, go get me the good stuff. And he diluted the bad stuff with the good. And I believe this is where we are right now in our society. The media, the god of media, has taken over. They're putting out this false narrative. They want Christians to buckle and not stand on the things that they believe in, because just like America is in the way of the globalists, people of faith are in the way of the spirit of this age that wants to overwhelm and take over our world.
I think, as we look at these macro trends that you're mentioning, mm-hmm. we need to remember a couple things. That as Christians, we're not a special interest group minority sector that will advocate and lobby for our rights the way other minority groups will. And to the degree we do, then we're about us instead of about others. And Jesus set us free and forgave us and called us ambassadors so that we can be about others. And that has always had the greatest influence in history when Christians were persecuted but kept their smile and kept their faith. And people wondered, why are they still so nice? Why are they still caring for people? Yeah. Why are they so gracious? So I think we need to keep our big picture joy and celebration in God, even while the things that are happening strategically we don't necessarily like, and even mm-hmm. persecution or mocking or making fun happens. But with our kids, I don't think we need to be as issue-focused, like, hey, watch out for this issue, or you should think like I do on this issue, or these guys are all wrong. I think we basically need to be loving and training our kids on how to live well. An example of it is a friend of mine named Nick Liberto, and he runs mm-hmm. an organization called Proven Men. And Proven, it's called, you can find it at provenministries.org, is about you can find the pathway to be a responsible, noble, and pure man and not get compromised by the porn era and the sexualized nature of the era. And he's been going around the country talking to dads and parents and learning what's working for them and developing his tool to train parents on how to talk to their kids about sex, starting mm-hmm. really early, but not in the unhealthy way, but the way that God invented us, and he invented attraction, and he invented biology, he invented marriage, he invented lifelong monogamy, he invented pleasure, he invented the thrill of romance and all of that. And he invented the procreative connection between, mm-hmm. Intercourse and babies coming. And so thesextalk.com is Nick's answer, where he's training parents in an area where they don't feel qualified, they feel awkward, the culture's moving too fast, you tend to want to just incubate your kids and keep them away from everything.
No,
you need to do is train them and have natural conversations starting at an early age. That's basically inoculating them with God's true vision. So that's something that's kind of cool, that you can get help. And a guy like Nick Liberto is giving help to thousands of dads so they can have a sex talk with their kids, and not once, but maybe at age 7, and then bring it up as they're 8, 9, 10, 11, make it a normal course of life. You can talk about it while you drive them to practice in the car and see a billboard that's sexual, or something comes on the radio, or they say something about school. And you tie it back to the big yes, which is God wants us in great relationship with him, and he wants us to have a great relationship with a future spouse and have a family. And remember, sex fits in that equation. And the reason our society is hurting is because we separated everything God wanted from the context he intended. That's why sex is messing people up. So that's a great, great example.
Exactly. Well, the things that God sanctified and made holy, we've made unholy. And this is why the chaos, I believe, we've opened the door to pornography, child abuse, human trafficking. Go on. It's just endless what's happening. And maybe parents along the way, Jeff, and I would admit maybe a little bit of guilt of this, is that we didn't anticipate, and we just did not have, the sex talk, so to speak, with our kids. And who was going to have that sex talk? Some unqualified peer group,
you know, at school, or even worse yet, as we're finding out, it's teachers who are teaching things about sex that, you know, are not consistent with our values. They are truly out of the mainstream, what we would declare as the mainstream, Jeff. And here they are, and God forbid that we come in and say, wait a minute, we don't want you teaching our kids. And then you have governors of certain states saying, well, you know, the kids don't belong to you. They belong to the educational system. What? Who? Where did that come from? I mean, and they say it with such defiance. And this is why the parents are reacting in the way they are, is they're taking back control. And the thing is that, you know, there are people, just like you mentioned with this ministry, that have had experience, they've gone through, and they can help accelerate the learning curve that we must go through, because we were slow in picking up on this. And we need to advance the cause. Go ahead.
I think the message today in this little segment is, if the culture is going wrong macro-wise, don't just learn your position in contrast to the culture. Learn the personal application to your children of training them to go in Jesus' way. And many of us parents really haven't had a great biblical, practical training in viewing human sexuality God's way. We just know not to do it, you know, in a promiscuous, adulterous manner. I want to give a resource to all of our listeners. It's Dr. Julie Slattery. She has a deep faith in Christ. She's very biblical, but somehow God has called her into understanding this area of sexual relationships, sexuality, and answering the questions of the culture's counterfeits with God's blueprints. And her website is called AuthenticIntimacy.com. AuthenticIntimacy.com, making sense of God and sex. And she puts God first, but she can explain a lot about sex that can help us do better in our marriage and then do much better training our kids, along with my friend Nick Liberto's sex talk. That website is thesextalk.com. So AuthenticIntimacy.com and thesextalk.com.
That's great. And Nick Liberto, I'm writing that down. These are great resources, Jeff, and thank you so much for sharing them with us. How can people be in touch with your ministry? We got 10 seconds left.
Oh, they can join me at jeffkempteam.com or menhuddle.com. Men Huddle for friendship. MenHuddle.com.
It's a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for Sam. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl. Yes, we're going to go to Sam's Corner and check out the latest viral videos as she presents the latest update on the viral videos that people are talking about around the world. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to hear your voice. This first story is quite touching. I think one of the things you think about often, at least I do, when you hear of older people passing, how tragic it can be. You know, people have been married for a long time. Oftentimes, kind of like with Johnny Cash and June Carter, you hear stories of, you know, one will pass and then within short order, you know, months later, the mate will pass. Always find that to be quite interesting, right? And it touches our hearts in thinking that's the way, you know, marriage, you know, should be, I guess, in a sense, or that you would care so much for somebody that you'd be so, you know, as the Bible says, the two become one, that you'd be so united in such a way that you would, be that way in life and into the next life as you move forward. I find the timing to be quite interesting. And this first story that you share with us is about an elderly woman who lost her husband and her home in one day. I can't imagine what that must have been like for her. But for the neighbors, and even for her, it was a great opportunity, right? And who would have thought?
That's right. Who would have thought that it would have turned out this way? So this all started in Arizona in January 2020. Jean LeVar, her husband of 58 years, passed away in their Glendale home. And whenever she called the ambulance to come get him, they found her in living conditions. There was just the house was just in a disarray, and they were forced to condemn the house. So that's how she ended up losing her house on the same day. And, you know, so, of course, she's being dealt a horrendous double blow. I mean, either of those things would be something devastating. The loss of her husband is hard enough, but then to not have anywhere to go. And so her neighbor, her name is Carmen Silva. She barely knew her. And this lady, like Glenn or Jean, she had no children. And so it was like she's kind of in a situation where, you know, a lot of people, when they're older and something happens, like if their kids are around, they'll try to do what they can to help. Well, if you don't have that and you don't have other family or friends as a support system, you're in a mess. But Carmen Silva, she decides to take Jean in, and it ends up being a blessing. So Carmen Silva lived across the street. And she actually already had multiple kids in her small house. Mm-hmm. Her sons move out of their room so that Jean can come live there. And she becomes like a grandma to them. And she finds this whole new family. And then her community gets together and they decide that they're going to redo her house for her. And it became a blessing upon a blessing. So now she's got her house done across the street and Carmen and her kind of sharing houses back and forth. And I just think it's one of those things that goes from being such a sad story where you just like your heart just breaks and you're kind of like your blood runs cold at the thought of anybody having to go through that. Let alone,
could you imagine if Carmen Silva wasn't there to take first step and keep her in the community, she'd have just gone away. She'd have just been another statistic lost in the bureaucracy of a government, trying to fill the. See, this is again a reminder of just how powerful community is. That community can find the solution and be so much more effective than a government that would pretend to be able. The government couldn't handle this. I mean, they couldn't handle the details of all this because guess what? No. There are thousands of other people just like Jean, right?
Unfortunately, that's true, and it happens more often than we'd like to realize. And that's one of those things. And the government can't mandate kindness or that people have that warmth when they're helping each other. So there's something different about being helped by people who genuinely just want to help you and care about you specifically. You're not just a number. You're not just a book, like a page in a book. And I just, it's hard not to watch this story and get choked up.
Well, yeah. And it's tough with older people, too, because it's their home. It's their stuff. And they don't want you touching their stuff. They're not going to. And I've been around, situations like this where the home is such a mess that they just have to come in and declare that it's unfit. And it's just amazing how, in time and, how people will just accept what they wouldn't normally accept in terms of, disorder and, the lack of proper living conditions. But this is what happens with older people when, like you said, there's not a support team. There's not, a connection with family that helps them, helps them out. Because it's just the nature. It's the nature of older people. And sometimes, unfortunately, things have to, in a sense, be forced to be taken away. And in this case, sadly, but fortunately, by the grace of God, they had neighbors there to help her out. And now she's her home has been refurbished and everybody's been blessed. The community's been blessed. The family across the street has a new grandmother and a support system now. And that's just so cool to hear this.
I know God has a way of working in mysterious ways, right? Like this is one of those times where you're just like, the last thing she would have imagined that day was that this is going to be opening up a new chapter to her life and she's going to live in a new beautiful home because of this and she's going to have a family. I'm sure all she could think that day and, and I just think that neighbor is a beautiful woman that deserves, she was the one who got this going because she opened up her home to Jean when she didn't have much space. Mm-hmm. She's just like, that's just what you do. It didn't even, they didn't even really know each other. Wasn't like a neighbor she was close to.
But she lived across the street though. This is the thing you see that's happened is that we've become so isolated that we don't know our neighbor's stories. But here in this case, as the Bible said, God puts the lonely in families, and this is what He did again. True to His promise. And what a great story, Sam. I just am so grateful that you shared this with us. Now this next one is about a Kentucky woman who paid it forward. She wins big in the lottery and says, "Hey man, we're going to share, right?"
When you win the lottery, what's the first thing that you think you're going to do? Like, you decide...
Pay taxes. That's the first thing. Whether you want to or not, you got to pay taxes. Because they're right. They are in first position. They make that known right up from the get-go.
That's right. So this Kentucky woman, she decides, I'm going to go... I'm going to go to the local grocery store, and I'm going to... start giving out gift cards to everybody. She goes around and starts giving out gift cards to everybody. Mm-hmm. And, it's just one of those things that the first, so she worked really hard for all the things in her life. And she decided, you know what? I'm going to pay this forward. And, it's just one of those things that I think that if more people would think like that, it would really change the world. It just, her name's, Crystal Dunn. And she just, you know, she won it this month. She won $146,000. And, you know, her first thought was, I'm going to give a gift to the community. And, you know, sometimes when you start doing something like paying it forward, it kind of changes things in your community, and it has a ripple effect. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in one of those. I mean, this is a very simple version of what she did. But if you're ever at a fast food place, like a coffee place or something, and the person in front of you pays, well, there always seems to be a chain reaction to that.
I know. That is so cool when that happens. And everybody, it's amazing how everybody's blessed because of that, right? In giving.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That is so cool. Hey, this next one is about a man who's driving by a burning home. He leaps into action. He saves five children that are sleeping.
That's right. So Nicholas Bostic, he was driving by a burning home. You know, what is your first thought whenever you're driving? I have never driven by a house like that. And his first thought, this is in Lafayette, Indiana. He ended up getting seriously injured, but he stops what he's doing. This is around 12:30 in the morning, and he sees the home up in flames, and he threw his car in reverse, pulls up in the driveway, and he wasn't able to call 911. He didn't waste his time trying to find someone who could. He just knows, you know, those precious seconds count. When a home is on fire, you don't have time.
Right.
And he ran upstairs, and he found four people. The youngest one was 4. The oldest one was 18, and he got them out safely. And then when he found out a 6-year-old girl was still inside, he ran back into the house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Wow.
That's right. And he ends up getting them out. And, you know, he was describing looking through the stairwell, calling it, it was like a black lagoon of smoke. And it's just amazing. You know, it's just Nicholas ends up wrapping his shirt around his mouth, and he went into the blackness, and he crawled around feeling, and he found her, and he rushed back up the stairs. And it's just, and this is a total stranger again, fighting the most, like, you know, there are people who question if you go back in.
Exactly.
In general, like,
that's a miracle. Because when you go into, I don't know if you've ever been in a building that's burning and the smoke and that, it is so intense, you can't see.
And it
has to be by, you know, the directive of God that would get you to that situation to feel this little girl. Unbelievable. What an incredible story. They're all right there at Sam's Corner, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap things up here. About 30 seconds left, Sam. This is neat. It's about time that we have a new number for mental health. It's a mental health hotline, 988, huh?
That's right. So instead of calling 911, 988 is a mental crisis helpline and is able to help people, to keep people from committing suicide or any other kind of mental crisis. You call and it's going to get you connected to people in your area that are able to help, which I think, you know, this is a
brilliant
concept.
Yeah. Without a doubt. We'll leave it there. Thank you, Samantha Mao.
For more severe food shortages, it's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.